as part of, if someone's gonna build a new building?
It seemed to me we were gonna make that a requirement, because it just, as far as new construction, I mean, we really can't, people are grandfathered in, but I think it's okay to require an awning. If you're gonna have benches, as much as it rains here, I mean, you almost have to have.
See, I'm not quite sure that you couldn't, the city may not require someone to install it, but if it was a great enough public benefit, the city could install.
Well, you'd have to get permission from the building owner, but.
I mean, you probably would.
Yeah, and they would probably let us spend everybody's money to do it.
But the idea is, it's not about enhancing their business, it's about enhancing downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want their business to be successful. Yeah.
Maybe red money could be.
There's, I just think we need to get started, and, you know, I think we gotta start, we have a start. Edling is the nucleus. And then, you know, across the street there is the, you know, bakery. The bakery was not open on Sundays. And someone said, you should try Sundays, because Edling's closed on Sundays, people are coming into town. They opened up on Sundays and it's become their most productive day. So we know that formula works.
Support it, yeah.
And if you go back to the Brooks thing, he says, you don't need like this massive nucleus, you gotta start with some businesses. So, you know, we met with, you know, Brad Imus on Friday, by the way. He's looking for a restaurant or someone to move into his building, which is the old
flower
Lane's
shop.
Boutique. He's gonna build a beautiful restaurant there. He needs someone to occupy it.
He's gonna be remodeling it this summer, I think.
We're talking about opening up the G Street Plaza, putting a big, you know, opening that mall up to that food service.
Now there's where we need an awning along that wall.
So the city's interested in doing all kinds of things, and there are partners in the community that are willing to step up. We just have to help them with that. So if you know anybody who's got a good model.
He was even open to a mural.
Well, the micro brew would be kind of cool there.
It really would, yeah.
In fact, you know, Blaine has its own micro brewery now. City, not city, but there's a brewery here.
And are they joining the oyster?
Yeah, he's in the process.
A brewery or a winery?
No, a brewery.
Is it on Sweet Road?
It's on Sweet Road.
Sweet of Harvey.
Yeah, I gotta think of the name of the person.
I know. We had a picture.
He's using his mom and dad's barn.
Yeah.
That's Dakota.
Not Dakota Creek.
No, not Dakota Creek Winery.
He's gonna join with the.
Oyster House.
He's gonna join with.
Yeah.
The oyster.
Gonna sell the beer there.
Yeah.
So that's a local brewery. Wouldn't it be great to get that guy downtown?
Yes.
And then maybe match it up with a nice restaurant. Maybe he's not a restaurant guy, but have a nice restaurant.
Are the oyster people gonna use the plaza for seating like they had talked about?
No, they sure can, I think. I mean, I don't know why that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna work that out with the city so that they could put tables and chairs out there.
It's probably just too much February still going on, March.
They are open though.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks so much. See you in a month. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, yes. Lake Chamber. Come a little early and see what you're going to say after.
I'm going to be gone.